to the Teach Happier podcast. I'm Suzanne Daly, your delighted host. Let's get into the healthiest headspace and heart space for our upcoming week working in schools, whatever our important role may be. Last week, we explored some key takeaways from the 2024 World Happiness Report. And we learned that the reason America dropped 8 places on the list is mainly because more of our youth reported a feeling of unhappiness. So we were invited to model a life of contentment, alignment, and balance. Because as we said, kids don't do as we say, they do as they see. This week, we're going to kick off a little mini-series in our final few episodes of Season 4. The last time we had one of these series was back in Season 3, where we did 4 episodes in November about gratitude. And before I tell you what this series will be about, I want to share some of my favorite feedback from Teach Happier listeners or readers. I love when I get a DM or an email that says, "Thanks for being real," or "Thanks for not making everything shiny with a bow," or this one, "Oh gosh, the title, Teach Happier, I thought for sure this was toxic positivity. I'm pretty snarky, but I'm picking up what you're putting down." Okay, so let's be real. This series will flip some platitudes on their heads. A platitude is just a trite statement, like a cliche of some sort that's used to try and make somebody feel better. All well-intended, but almost helping at the same time. We've already done some of this work in the past 3 seasons. Some of you may recall in Season 2, we said that the whole notion of, quote, "what doesn't kill you makes you stronger," end quote, was utter nonsense. We dig deep to evolve to a place where we looked at a really hard challenge in our lives and celebrated the fact that what doesn't kill us makes us softer, more compassionate, empathetic. One more from Season 2 was when we pushed back on the notion of get out of your comfort zone. Remember, that was a bunch of nonsense, especially in challenging seasons. We explored the idea that in one of our most challenging times, one of the most generous and gentle things we can do for ourselves when life is hard is to stay in our comfort zone. So the next 3 weeks, we're going to have some fun flipping some of these overly repeated platitudes right on their heads. Let's get into it. Dear listener, I have a question for you. Have you ever gone through something super hard? It's a devastating loss, an unexpected change, just something that takes your head or heart way off course. And you share with somebody how difficult that loss or change is, and their response is, "Everything happens for a reason." Okay, that platitude, it gets me every time. Everything happens for a reason. Now, since we don't have that little E next to the Teach Happier podcast name, I must refrain from saying all of the explicit words, but I think you can imagine what words I would use for this gem. Looking to live a full life? Well, the price of admission is this: it's all going to happen. Beautiful, heartbreaking, painful, awe-inspiring, joyful, nerve-wracking, memorable, boring, hilarious moments. They're all going to happen. It's all going to happen because it can, because it does. The most predictable part of our life is that unpredictable things are going to happen because they can. Hard stop. Parents die. Kids go through really hard things. Some dreams just don't come true. disappointing decisions are made. Regrets happen. Mistakes happen. Losses happen. Heartbreaking moments that fold you up in a silent cry happen. Unbearably painful loss happens. Everything happens. Maybe flipping this platitude around can provide a bit of grace. Recognizing and accepting that sometimes things happen just because they can may help us move through some challenging seasons. Perhaps it can help us depersonalize some things and realize that what happens to us, the good, the bad, and everything in between, most likely is happening to everybody else. It's pretty universal. My beloved mom would often say something in our family when any of us or somebody we deeply cared about was going through something really hard. She'd listen, and then she would remind us that everyone has a turn. In other words, that was my mom's way of saying that none of us can escape the crappy things a fully lived human life is going to bring us. We all get a turn to experience that everything can happen. As a group of rational optimists, the notion of everyone gets a turn also reminds us that most things in this life aren't permanent. They're temporary. Kate Bowler, you've heard me talk about her before. She's one of my favorite authors, and her very first book is titled Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Been Told. How brilliant is that subtitle? So our invitation this week is leaning in to this radical acceptance that some things just happen because they can. We can pause and think, maybe I don't have to unpack this crappy thing layer by layer to find a purpose or reason. Maybe, just maybe, there's nothing underneath. It's simply happening because it can. Because everything happens. Small shifts bring the biggest gifts. We'll see you next week when we unpack the next platitude, no regrets. Thanks for listening to this week's Teach Happier episode. If you'd like to connect further, hop on over to suzannedaly.com or catch me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.